This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a saber gun and humans and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Honk and
horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
Guys, welcome to the show, huh?
He's like a henchman guy? He works for Lex Luthor?
Huh. He's not Richard Pryor. He's not playing Richard Pryor.
Right. He's a character.
He's either him or he's not.
Don't confuse me.
Guys, welcome to the show.
Bicentennial.
Hell yeah, it's our bicentennial
episode.
Which means Malcolm's here, of course. We promised that we'd have you on.
It's incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You know what it is. You know what this is.
Malcolm, welcome back to the show, man. It's so fun to have you.
It's good to be here. I'm sad I can no longer act like I'm ignorant as to what the show
is. You've been on 40 times now. It honestly feels like at this point it's insulting to us.
So what do you guys do here?
What is this shit? We just got a good bit
for 10 episodes.
And now it's done. It's done. It's a tired bit.
Yeah, let's get serious.
Let's talk to Malcolm in the field. Malcolm, can you hit? Just kidding. That's also a tired bit.
Guys, we've got bits. We've got classic Malcolm on DB bits.
We're in our 8th year of this show right now.
Oh, God.
Can you believe it?
8 years.
I mean, can you believe this isn't the 4th episode of this show?
It's our...
It feels real.
Welcome, human listeners.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I hope that everybody has the energy to be here. I know I do.
I love it. I'm happy to see Steven and Michael, two of my friends who have some of the most useless tattoos.
Yes! Yes.
Point out which ones you think are the most useless.
Okay.
Well, on me for sure. Go for it.
I hate bits. I feel exactly the way your father does. A ghost peeing, I don't mind.
What about this rat fuck?
We both have a ghost.
What about this rat fuck?
All right.
That's like you were in the homeless navy that time.
Me and my boys were in the rat fuck platoon.
The rat fuck boys.
Does that mean anything, or did you just want to get that?
My friend was starting out doing tattoos. And I went to her place, and she had a bunch of flash. Flash is like an artist has a page full of art they've made that you can get tattooed. And it's better to get flash from an artist, I think, if you don't know what kind of tattoo you want. Because it's they hate it when you bring shit in. Okay. And go like, can you do this shit?
If you don't know what tattoo you want, you should definitely get a tattoo. That's what I always say.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think there is certainly a personal experience with getting a tattoo. It should be something you think about for sure. But on the other hand, I feel like everyone should experience getting tattooed in some way, and like, don't think too much about it. Just have fun with it.
No, you clearly didn't think too much about it. What I like, you know what? It's not that you guys have bad tattoos or whatever adjective I use. It's that you guys have the most.
You said useless. And I'll never forget that.
You know what it is? There's an inconsistency of correlation to the other tattoos on your body. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they all mean something. But like, people like usually get pieces, or it's like there's a consistency to the artwork or whatever. And like, all of your tattoos are kind of like... Like, these feel like the same. Like, it's like, here's a rose and a leaf and a flower, and these are kind of the thing. And then this over here is just like... Then we've switched to color...
Well, this arm is color, and this from here to here is one cohesive thing. So maybe you haven't just spent enough time examining my body.
I think that might be part of the problem.
You know what's interesting, Mike, is there's this whole thing with, like, ink culture where people are like, don't ask about people's tattoos.
What? No, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, don't just walk up to someone and ask them about their tattoo. It's like rude.
I think that's a personal thing.
Right? But well,
I think only if it says like R.I.P. Carolyn.
Sure, sure. Because
then you kind of know what's up.
Or if it's a weird looking baby. Hey, why does like, it say,
whose mom is Rest in Peace?
Is it yours? Or is that some anime?
Did you grow up in Rest in Peace? And those dates, that's your zip code?
Yeah. Rhode Island.
Are those the air dates for that anime? For Rest in Peace, Mom?
Those are coordinates or your mom's dead?
Is this a treasure map coordinate?
Is that where your mom's grave is?
But I want people to ask about my tattoos. Like, this one's really fun. This is my latest one, this Johnny Five one.
Yeah.
I like the Johnny Five one.
Me too.
I love it because it's like, it means so much to me. And truly every tattoo has a bit of meaning. Obviously it has to. I think the most frivolous one is this one.
Because the ghost pissing.
Yeah, the ghost pissing. Shannon.
What is the significance of the ghost pissing?
Well, whenever Shannon comes around,
my favorite,
you know, Shannon.
Margo Tattoos on Instagram. She always asks if we want tattoos, and it's so cool to have a friend that does tattoos. And so the reason why I have so many now is because she comes around and just tattoos us.
But this is also what's amazing to me. I don't have any tattoos at all because I overthink.
Do you want
things.
One? We got somebody in the back.
Let's bring them out.
Call Shannon. But what's amazing to me about you is that it doesn't feel like there's any sort of a plan. Like,
for
at
me,
least with your arm tattoos,
yeah.
It feels like you're incorporating or like you've done a sleeve and then like this or like this relates. Like, this ink seems like similar artist.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell, but is this all the same artist or no?
These were done by the same person. This and this are Margot. This was done by the same person. They're mostly my friend George. Who did
see, this one's a different style.
This is the first tattoo I ever got.
There you go.
So that's that. Everyone has one of these.
Yeah, that I don't love it.
And this will be put, and that makes two of us. And this will be like part of a whole thing because what happens eventually is you could hide it in better stuff.
Yeah, and there's a consistency to the detail on this arm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And a uniform design.
And this is
where
mostly
this one,
like family
this one,
related.
This
stuff.
One looks like you threw.
Oh, I'm all over the place. Psh. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
And just threw it out.
Because I'm just, you know, I
yeah.
I'm like, if I have a friend who's in town who's gonna do a tattoo, then I'm like, I better think of a tattoo fast.
Yeah. No, you put tattoos on like I would at 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude,
I would
one.
Like a healer.
I have one on my calf.
Stickers on a Hot Wheel.
On my right calf. Mm-hmm. That one hurt the absolute most for some reason. And it is probably like the most frivolous one.
What is it?
It's a flying saucer. It's another Margot tattoo. And it's a flying saucer abducting an Arby's beef and cheddar sandwich.
For testing, presumably.
For testing purposes. And it is also a thing that kind of matters to me because my dad would bring us Arby's beef and cheddar sandwiches, and obviously we love the fuck out of that.
What
shit.
I love about you is garbage. You commit to the bit.
I'm in.
You are all in Ink 65.
Dude, you know who pushed me over the edge? Truly, who did?
Your parents' lack of love?
That, for sure. Or too much love. Uh-oh. That happens too. Because
you're Mexican, so it's probably
it's
more
a lot of
love.
It's
more
a
love
don't
than
go
less.
Outside or you're yeah, dead yeah, yeah, kind yeah. of love. And but the jumping off point for me was Grace Helbig. I did Grace Helbig's podcast back in the day.
I think I did that too, maybe.
I'm sure you did. She's good.
Because her boyfriend's, what's his face?
Elliot.
Yeah.
Husband.
Oh, yeah, now. Very. They've got a kid, right?
Varsity boyfriend.
Right?
They took one.
Did they take a kid?
No, they don't.
There's no kid.
There's no kid?
There's no kid.
Oh, man, they should have a kid.
Let's not put this out until they have one.
But I was on
Just to put the pressure on Elliot.
I was on
Love that guy.
He's a good guy. But the clock's ticking, buddy.
Get that dick working, baby.
I was on Grace's podcast. I had no tattoos. Mm-hmm. And she was like, would you ever get a tattoo? And I was like, if I got a tattoo, it would be jokes.
And that's correct.
And she was like, oh, literally the word jokes? And I was like, oh, that's fucking funny. And
is it?
And, well, I love it still. Because it's always like jokes on
no,
me.
No, jokes and
Right. You know what I mean? It's got a little bit of like a...
Why Cornelius? You also have Cornelius from Planet of the Apes.
I have this Dr. Zaius, excuse me.
Dr. Zaius from Revenge of the Planet of the Apes.
This is Dr. Zaius from the original
from
Planet
the Fortress
of the
Apes. Of the Planet of the Apes.
He is... He's kind of like an anti... He's a villain...
Anti-hero, you're going to say.
Well, he's not really a hero in the sense that...
So he's an anti-good person?
In the movie, he was just trying to protect the ape society.
Ah.
By preventing them from learning.
So it's like a Black Lives Matter tattoo.
A little bit, okay. Yeah, a little bit. And over here is...
I have a black square on my mind. But I got it when everyone was gay.
That's right.
Got it cool.
When it mattered. But anyway, but yeah, I love jokes, and then after that, I was like, I gotta get more, and then that's that.
Which are very addicting.
Yeah. What's your biggest tattoo?
The alien abduction one on my calf.
What's your
sure.
smallest tattoo?
Maybe the bits.
It might be bits.
Maybe bits.
Wait, let me see jokes. Yeah, it's bits.
Let me taste it.
Taste
it. Let me taste your bits.
Do you have any specific questions about any of our tattoos and we could share the story? This is also something we've never done.
Yeah,
I would.
Nice.
Okay, what is your most meaningful tattoo?
Right now it's probably this one. I have a Roadrunner on my arm, and me and Zoya have this tattoo. And we just have really good memories of going down to Palm Springs, one of which we went to this place that serves these big Dutch pancakes. We went during the pandemic, and we ate a big, no, not Dutch, German pancake. It's like the size of this table, and they squeeze a whole lemon out onto it. And it's a really beautiful experience if you like pancakes. And they have Roadrunners all over the place. You ever go hang out in Palm Springs?
Literally never.
It's just the desert, and it's cool as fuck. It's like hip desert with a bunch of gays down there. And then
I'm not going.
A Roadrunner hopped up on our table and started eating the pancake.
Aww.
And when it's like maybe a 2-foot bird.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's going to do whatever the fuck it wants. And when I went to go shoo it away, the people who work there come out and they're like, don't shoot. That's Billy. Don't shoo Billy away. He lives here. And so that is Billy. And we just see a Roadrunner every time we go down there, but
that's
we're
awesome.
Always like, what's up, Billy? How's it going?
Aww.
Yeah.
Love that's that. A great, what's your, not including jokes or bits, what's your most meaningful tattoo?
Most meaningful? Well, I guess thank you, Mike. It helps to hold you while we do this.
These the only ones? You're the ones on your arm?
The ones on my arms and then the
ankle.
Calf
okay.
one.
So
yeah.
The most meaningful one is?
I would say probably the horn, because it represents Dynamic Banter, the show.
How does the horn represent that?
Well, the show started off with like honking horns, and we have many horns.
There's one.
There's one.
Clearly he doesn't know the show.
Dude, you're kind of next in line to get a Dynamic Banter tattoo.
Yeah.
That should be your first one.
That should be your first tattoo. The olive, the bistro style
if
olive.
If my first tattoo is a Dynamic Banter tattoo... I'll have to kill myself.
You might have to. That'd be insane.
But at least, like, let it heal, take a cool picture.
Yeah, let it heal. But the Rob Fox one actually is kind of meaningful, too, because, you know, my mom was like, Mijo, why are you getting that bad word on you?
Why is your impression of your mom the exact same as my impression of your mom? Mijo, why?
Because that's what Mexican moms are like. They're just very much like, Mijo, why? And my mom was, I was like, Mom, it reminds me of a time when I was playing like video games in the lockdown with my friends. And it was the only way to connect with humans without, like, risking, you know, spreading a horrible virus disease that may or may not have been real.
It doesn't exist. It's as real as the moon landing.
Yeah, right?
I didn't see any masks on the moon.
But we kept calling each other rat. You rat. Like, we'd say, like, what are you, wearing a wire while we're, like, playing games?
We got a rat.
We got a rat over here wearing a wire. You rat fuck.
Yeah.
And then we just kind
of... I wasn't a part of that.
We adopted rat fuck as this thing. And then my friend had a rat on her flash. And I was like, can I get that rat?
But can we add one thing?
Add fuck to it. And she was like, absolutely, I'll
got
add fuck
you.
To it. So that's that's meaningful because that was a time in my life that when I look at that tattoo, I remember fondly and it brings back good memories.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, they all kind of do, right? Like, they all mean something. Bits, I'm doing them all the fucking time. I love ghosts and piss and...
You can't say that dude. Also means the same thing.
I mean, you know, whatever.
My mom, ghost,
piss. I don't like it, but it tracks. It tracks. Like, it's not out of character.
It's on the jerk. No, it's in character.
I have a ghost for my grandma.
You guys love ghosts.
Dude, I didn't know we both had a ghost.
We both have ghosts.
So yours is pissing, and mine has a little birthday cake on his head.
Yeah. Mine's a little scared.
Well, yours is a Pac-Man ghost.
Mine's
or at least inspired by it.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Yours is totally this realistic to what a ghost would be like.
A sheet ghost.
Yeah, sheet ghost.
This is Margo. Like, Margo, like, I told her I wanted a sheet ghost pissing itself. And this
did you
was
say
the,
sheet ghost or did you say Pac-Man ghost?
Sheet ghost.
Sheet ghost.
And she, this was
yeah,
her
yours
sheet
is more
ghost.
Photorealistic.
Yeah, if you took a picture. Yeah.
Well, that's like the Beetlejuice one almost, that Polaroid.
Yeah. Sort of Casper-esque
influence. Have you seen the trailer, Malcolm, for the new Beetlejuice?
I've seen, yeah. What do you think? What do I think? I don't know how to feel. I honestly don't know how to feel. Like, I'm excited. It's these nostalgia trailers are hard because you don't know what they'll actually be.
I know.
Right? You're kind of like, all right, yeah, I'm familiar with this property.
Yeah. I wish there was no trailer almost.
Yeah.
I wish we could all just go in blind. Like, just poster.
You're right. Maybe that's what...
No.
We need.
No.
Malcolm doesn't like it.
I don't know that any movie has made it where you're just like, here's a poster.
I know.
And then you were like,
I know,
no
but
need
it used
to
be that
the
way.
No, dude, it didn't. Like Cloverfield. Dude, I would see that movie based on poster alone.
For sure.
What's the poster for Cloverfield?
Think about
it's the New York City skyline, but the Statue of Liberty has her head ripped off.
Nah, man. You gotta show me a little bit more.
Okay, well, but check
this
out.
And T.J. Miller's in it?
Let's go back in time to 1984.
Okay, we're here.
All right, sure.
Bicentennial.
Sure, yeah, man. Do you want to watch the movie Bicentennial, man? I don't know what to expect from the movie. It looks fun because I like the young homegirl that's there, Wednesday.
Yes.
Jenna Ortega, that's what her name is. She's a fun actress. She's been putting in work. I love Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton has yet to disappoint.
I know. He's so
paid regular at the Comedy Store.
And then we got...
He's on the wall.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Always did it. Who's the director? Is Tim Burton?
It's Tim Burton, yeah.
Tim Burton is interesting. I mean, I don't know. He's been putting out movies, but not movies I'm like 100% inclined to see.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I haven't been like, oh, I gotta see... I don't know what it is.
Big Eyes. Remember that?
That wasn't Big Fish.
Big Fish was a different one.
That was a different one.
There was one called Big Eyes about that painter that made the art with the big eyes.
He's one of my favorite directors. I'm just like, you know, I don't know what this world is. I don't know what we're doing.
That's where I'm at. It's like he hasn't made like a banger since Mars Attacks, in my opinion.
Mars Attacks was a banger to you.
I love Mars Attacks.
That's great.
When was the last time you watched that movie?
I watched it recently. Jack Nicholson plays like 8 different people.
Just think about the ensemble alone. Like the ensemble alone.
Well, that was the whole movie, was that
the ensemble.
Pretty much.
It was like Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick.
But it mattered,
it's a good
because
movie, and it's a great early twist.
Yes.
Too, which they didn't spoil with the trailer. Like, you kind of knew something was going to happen.
Yeah.
But like that whole, when they actually have the first close encounter, was like a really big moment
great
in that
scene.
Movie. Yeah, it was great.
And I also think that it was like a good opportunity for Tim Burton to finally make like a B-movie horror. Like,
finally.
Like, he never got to make like a straight up, this is a cheesy based off of a
did
comic.
You not see Batman 2?
Batman Returns? Well, Batman Returns was like,
there's
obviously
a
departure. I mean, yeah, but Mars Attacks gave him an opportunity to be like wacky and shit. Batman Returns like is more or less meant to be taken seriously with some moments of jokes and like fun shit.
It's definitely more
more macabre. And,
yes, it's definitely Mars Attacks is definitely tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
dude, right. Batman 2 taught me that if your baby was ugly, you could just give it away.
Yeah,
you
put it in a sewer.
Just put it in a crick.
Yeah,
I definitely was like, oh, if I put him in a sewer, he's at least gonna live a life. He's got to grow up. At least control character. Some things.
And we love that it's Pee-wee Herman. It's Paul Reubens.
And he'll figure
the
out
Dodd. How to
eat. And the Dodd.
Well, also, it's Paul Reubens and then a wife.
Is Miss Yvonne, or it's a...
I think it's also from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, from Pee-wee... What's her name? Fucking...
I think it's a love interest or something like that.
Yeah, what is her name? It's like... Au revoir, Pee-wee. Au revoir, Pee-wee.
Au revoir, Pee-wee.
Simone!
Forget it, Dottie. I'm a rebel.
Dude, that's a really good impression.
That's my
it's my favorite. I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Can I share something?
That was very good.
Very good, Malcolm.
I live for tacit approval.
Do you have other celebrity impressions that you do?
Terror Tower.
Oh, it's crazy, man. You know, if you look at it, see, the thing about A squared versus B squared is that none of these are letters.
He's figuring out time travel.
None of these are letters, man.
They're ideas.
Okay. Now, it's represented by the prefrontal cortex. We told that in the first ABC.
You
understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you this, baby. One plus 7 is 12. Okay?
Take out your calculator right now.
Everybody take out your calculator.
Okay.
Now take out your calculator. Okay. Now look at that equals. Okay, what is that? That's two lines, isn't it?
It is two lines.
Now what's cocaine? No, look at it. What's the elemental symbol for cocaine? CO. Now what's CO2? That's carbon dioxide. What's in carbon dioxide? Oxygen. We breathe. All right? So that's what makes us better than these other people. You don't need to calculate. I'll calculate for you. Now, the two of us is one, right? So what does that equal? Exactly. All of us at the same time. That's infinity. Okay? You're talking about the original principle. Okay? That's what we're talking about, man.
Dude, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do if he's doing that to you?
You go, wow.
But what if it's like hours going by?
Yeah, that's what the Joe Rogan podcast is.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
But what if it was you?
If it was me, I would go.
Yeah, you gotta. I can see you doing it.
Because I got stuff to do.
How long does it take for you to get to that point? If he's not stopping.
I would listen out of politeness and respect for about half an hour.
Yeah, I would listen.
We were like on a thing that we're both being paid to be there.
Oh, I'm staying the whole time.
I'd be like, do I need this money?
Yeah. I'm just figuring out what, it depends on what my show is. Yeah. Whatever the gig of the show is. If I'm Joe Rogan, I don't even challenge you. I just go like,
what if you're at a party?
Yeah.
No, and party's
like, oh, I'm not talking to you. I don't like talking to like regular people.
What's Terrence Howard?
I don't want to talk to Terrence Howard.
But what?
Dude, in all fairness, like, I don't want to talk to Tom Cruise at a party.
I don't want to talk to anybody. Anybody with a lot of thoughts early? I don't want to talk.
I would avoid Terrence Howard. Let me tell you. I talked to Tom Cruise.
The only time I've talked, this is my personal experience with Terrence Howard. I don't have any experience with Terrence Howard, but this is my personal experience with Terrence Howard. I grew up in New York. I went to NYU, all of that whole thing.
Centennial.
And then so Washington Square Park, a popular place. One day, this is around when Terrence Howard is dropping his album. One day, I look, and Terrence Howard. There's a pickup truck drives by the north side of Washington Square Park, and Terrence Howard is on the back of it with a guitar.
Yeah.
And then the car slows down, he pops out and starts strolling playing his guitar.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No one filming.
Just doing it. Just playing it like the fucking side character in The Witcher.
What year is this?
Whenever that album was out, like right around probably Ray, right around like when he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Early 2000s. It's early to mid 2000s.
Because he had a little conflict with Jamie Foxx.
Dude, that was the Hustle and Flow thing?
Maybe, because it's whenever he's putting out his own music.
Because he didn't get paid for any of the Hustle and Flow stuff.
Well, that's the thing, is that he only got like $5,000 or $15,000
Jesus,
or something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah, Hollywood's not great at paying you if they can get away with not paying
don't
you.
And don't I know it?
I was very happy to not pay
you. Let's talk about things we would get sued for talking about on this show.
I'm not getting sued for shit. No, I'll tell you this. Fuck Hollywood. Fuck everybody trying to hire AI because they're like, let's cut costs. Hey, fire yourself. You're horrible at your job, executive.
Dude, there is
Hey, let's make eight more movies about villains we've never heard of.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I don't like the go-between between, like, there's the people who have the idea that aren't always the on-camera people, and I respect those people, like the writers and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then there's the actors or the artists who could bring it to life, and then there's all these fucking people in the middle who their whole job is to, like, know somebody else at a company. And they really fuck it for the two other ends
of
this.
My favorite meme is... Can we use any of this AI to clean garbage from the bottom of oceans, or do they all have to make art?
Damn, that's good. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Well, here's something that AI can't duplicate, boys. I found a clip.
This sweet motion.
How about this? Yeah, these titties. So someone on the Instagram, in fact, my friend Christian... sent this to me, but there is there's some influencer, artist, creator that held a tournament to find the worst video game song.
The worst video game song?
Song of all time.
Oh, it's got to be from like Nintendo or Atari at like 88, like just before they were like trying to really get funky.
Right? Like it's got to be that era.
Because it's not GoldenEye, which was pure fire.
Or it's not from Super Mario World on original Game Boy, because all that shit was bangers. That was a full game of bangers.
Which one?
I feel like it's got to be like Kung Fu on Atari or something.
Yeah, like, it was just like beep, beep. Beep, beep. One note and clicks. Yeah.
So you guys might even remember this game. It's a game on the Sega Genesis called Spider-Man the Animated Series.
I'm sure I played that.
I liked every Spider-Man game that ever existed. Yeah. When
right?
Because
cool, you could be Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was the hook.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, these guys did all the work and found that there is a song in that game that is the absolute worst video game song of all time. It's called Funhouse. Funhouse.
Well, let's hear it first before we start casting aspersions.
I mean, yeah, you're right. We can't throw the first stone unless
we're already stoned. Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah,
or whatever. First of all, like Dick Tracy fucking a bunch of dudes. Damn, dude. Imagine not being able to beat a level and then it just starts over.
You gotta keep hearing it.
Oh, God. It gets so out of control.
I've played this game, whatever this game is.
Do you remember this level, this music?
Nah. It sounds bad, though. That's horrible.
It's really... It sounds like Dynamic Banter.
It's like if Dynamic Banter was a video game.
Someone said that it's going in the sex playlist.
Have you ever made a specific sex playlist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a few. Yeah.
A few?
There's a
few. Depending on how hard you want to go.
Well, because and really one of them is just straight up like lo-fi jazz.
When's the last time you made a sex playlist?
I fucked in Nature Sounds.
Really not too long ago. Maybe like a year or so ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah,
because you know you just want music going sometimes, and
I realize I'll fuck to anything, man. It don't matter what's on.
Oh sure, but I don't want it to be like.
God bless.
You know what I just hate? I just hate when it's like a, like I'll leave whatever's on, and I feel like whatever music, it's fine. No one really cares that much.
System of a Down.
The way I don't care. I puddle of mud. I don't care. Bobby McFerrin.
Leave her in a little puddle of mud.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, man.
But I think the worst is a sudden loud YouTube ad.
I don't want that.
It's just like you're playing, and it's just like. Are your hair follicles too strong? And you're like, oh, why is it so loud?
Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I also don't want like a movie going. Then there's gun blasts and explosions.
Oh, I don't care about movies.
I don't want it.
Dude, I have fucked so many times to like the looping song of a DVD.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Menu.
The
Wet Hot American Summer loop.
Get ready, get set, baby. Yeah. Get ready.
Dude, it's like a minute and a half of that song.
It's just fucking Jonah Hill in the beginning America of summer. Jonah Hill in the beginning of the end of Superbad. The credits are the Michael Cera Superbad credits. Yeah.
I honestly like sure whatever, but I prefer to have like some lo-fi jams or maybe like some like kind of cool remixes. Like there's these like weird
like Puffy,
like the Mark Ronson album that came out.
There's like people there
Ghost
are
Face
like
Killer.
There's like playlists of music where they take like indie like singer songwriter songs and they stretch them the fuck out and then they add like cool lo-fi beats to it and it's like really like chill and like I like to get high and jack off listen to this garbage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but he means literally garbage. He listens to he listens to the band Garbage.
But no, yeah, I could dig some garbage.
Lo-fi
sure.
Garbage.
Ba, 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 ba. Is
I couldn't think
is
of any
garbage?
Other songs right now. It's just the one I can really remember.
I'm only happy when it rains.
There we go.
Pull your misery down.
Dude, fucking to depresso music.
That's a good song, but they'll take that song and stretch it out like... You know, they'll slow it down and then they'll stretch the pitch. So it's like, I'm only happy when... And then they
That's
put...
That's what you fucked.
But no, but they put like a cool beat on it.
No, do that again.
I'm only happy when it rains.
And then you fucking splurt.
Yeah, that's
splurt.
The exact track.
And then
that
you fucking splurt.
To. Someone doing a mouth beat.
Only happy when it rains.
Is he coming back tomorrow or?
I'm only happy when it's complicated.
So your name's Jen or Jennifer?
I'm only thinking when you breathe.
You like anime or you don't like anime?
I'm only happy when it rains.
You see Dead Boy Detectives or no?
All right, it's time for some ads.
Yeah. Oh,
mother truckers. Thanks to HeadGum. Thank you, Kevin. All the work you do is wonderful. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the Patreon, a lot of stuff in the can, as they say in the industry. Mike and I have been putting the work in, brother, and making some cool shit for you patrons out there on Patreon. So if you have any interest in seeing Mike Valzone and I doing more weird bonkers DB world universe stuff, check out our Dynamic Banter Patreon, will ya? Huh? How about that? Thank you, HeadGum, Leah, Jarsh, Mike?
What?
Thank you.
Thank you.
God damn it.
And Malcolm, thank you, man. Thank you for being on the show. And it's a thanks.
Is the show over?
No, it's just it's the moment before we do the ads where I like to
it's
thank
almost
everybody.
Half over.
Come on, guys, it's the
Don't you fucking get in on this.
Don't make sounds. We're making sounds.
Kevin's good
We're
for
the
it.
Sound makers.
Kevin's good for it. Squarespace. Mamma mia. What a site. What a service. You want to start your own website? You want to get your stuff out in the world on a professional looking piece of promotion? You want it to look nice? You want it to look professional? Then check out squarespace.com where you... can try out the features available to you via Squarespace's wonderful services. In fact, MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website.
You're 100% right, and that's where you can go to buy all these tickets, and it always works, and it's because Squarespace.com is ready for that 24/7, 365 days a year customer service.
That's right. They are there to help you for any reason, but honestly, you kind of don't need it because it's easy to use. You don't have to install anything. It's all done via desktop or your phone. You could do everything that you could do on a desktop machine on your phone, set up a professional website. Easy with Squarespace. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch in the space, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial and squarespace.com/banter to get that 10%. Someone got electrocuted. Thank you, Squarespace.
M&M mail. This is the boss at the end of that Spider-Man level. It's by Centennial Man. There is a lot of good sounds. It sounds like you're saying awesome titty. You think somebody's jerking off to this right now?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Guys, me undies, I'm wearing them right now and they're supporting all my goods. And it's one of the only brands of underwear I trust around my best friend and confidant.
I would say it's the only brand of underwear I own.
It is the only brand of underwear I own as well at this point.
They've really cornered the market on my privates.
And I ain't mad about it. And I'll tell you guys, for most of the year, fancy underwear technology sounds unnecessary. Breathable, quick, dry, moisture-wicking, anti-odor, it's overkill. But the summer hits, and suddenly the steaming beads of sweat are forming slimy pools in places they shouldn't, like your scrotum. Suddenly, breathable, quick, dry, moisture-wicking, and anti-odor are sounding kinda damn nice, isn't it, Sweaty Joe? Out there on your dang bike, riding around the neighborhood thinking you're the shit. Summer's coming fast, and you need to be prepared like Mike and I with MeUndies. Why? Because MeUndies has something for every guy this summer. Their micromodal fabric is breathable and comfortable, especially the ball caddy with its special pouch to help you avoid bat winging. What the fuck is that?
That's when your sack sticks to your leg.
Oh! Right, Malcolm?
Yeah.
Malcolm's still here, everyone.
MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt. Over 10 different styles, ranging from boxers briefs to jocks strap. And to their special pouch underwear called the ball caddy that keeps you from bat winging. There it is again. And I tell you guys, if you're not happy with your pair or your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies, so don't even worry about it. Summer's coming, be prepared. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUnders, comfort from the outside in. I'll say MeUndies. They probably wouldn't like me to do that to their slogan. MeUndies! Comfort from the outside in. Isn't it, folks?
Isn't it? Wasn't it?
Isn't it?
Doesn't it continue to be? Do we have another one? Okay. Can I talk about dates real fast?
Yeah, get in there, brother.
June 7th at the next two Surrounded shows at the Hollywood Improv in the Lab. We got an early show and a late show. That's tonight. So come tonight, please. Usually people from the early show can stick around and hang around for the late show. It's one of the most fun shows in Hollywood. Malcolm's done it several times. Malcolm?
I have
And yeah. you could be a part of excitement like that at the world-famous Hollywood Improv. Then you want to talk about having a busy June. I'm in New York on the 16th, 18th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, working on my new hour. Please make it as loud as possible during the dates part.
Woo!
Don't worry, I'll equalize it for you, baby. You'll sound sexy and sweet.
On August 9th, I'm doing Mic Drop in San Diego.
That's a good title.
Yeah. On August 29th, I'm doing Surrounded up in San Jose. On October 6th, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. On October 9th, I'll be in Boston. On October 10th, I'll be in Brooklyn. On November...
Brooklyn!
Stand up.
What?
On November 1st what? And I'm 2nd... Coming. I'm at Tacoma Comedy Club, and November 3rd, I'm in Spokane, Washington at the Spokane Comedy Club. And those are most, if not all, of my dates. Local stuff around LA all the time. Check my Instagram story for details.
Is it worth it?
A lot of times it is, yeah.
Okay.
Once in a while you catch me on an off night, and it is not, but it has been recently.
Every show I've ever gone to yours has been amazing. I've done your Surrounded show a couple of times
Thank
now.
Thank you, dude.
It's always fun. You got super talented people, super nice people.
I only have people I like.
Ah, well, then I appreciate you having me on there.
Of course.
Yeah, despite our troubled past.
Dude, well, we have a troubled past, and it is well documented. Go ahead and check out TMZ.com if you want to see all the troubles
that
me and
Malcolm
have had.
Do you guys want to put it to rest here?
No, I'd like it to keep going. It's good for both of our careers. And if you want info and sometimes free tickets last minute, you can join my text list at 818-722-8682. Go ahead and text me, what? And I'll know to put you on the list.
Yeah.
What do you have to text me?
You have to text me 818-722-8682. Go ahead and text, what? And I'll know to put you, and that goes directly to me. Dude, so we had that human romance show, my dating show, last night.
Yeah, how was that, man?
People packed it out at the Westside Comedy Theater, and it was great. We hooked up three couples, two of which I think are really going to make it.
Whoa. You think they banged that Dude. Night?
No.
Okay.
It's not always about that, though.
Okay, okay.
I have the least horny... Dude, I'll tell you two things. One, I have the least horny dating show that there is. We just try to connect people who... would connect well.
It's earnest.
Like it's the fucking earnest. The horny shit is always at the forefront of all these other dating shows, and I'm like, I would rather, if there's not a romantic thing going on, I'm like, you would be best friends with you, and then we see if that
works. You make
works
real
out.
Connections. You're not here going like, hey, here's two people I think would look good fucking each
here's
other.
Two people I'm currently picturing fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I'm
no,
about.
No, you're like, you love donuts. This guy said he loves fucking things with holes in it.
Go to Randy's on me. That's what I'm about. Yeah. And also, dude, there was a surprising lack of straight dudes. So we did it.
Oh,
we finally did it.
Yeah, nice.
There was a surprising lack of straight dudes at the dating show, and we could have used some more. So next time I fucking talk about a dating show, get out of your own way, come out of your house, and meet some absolutely beautiful women.
Were you hooking up gay couples at all?
I was hooking up all, it's the most fluid dating show there's ever been.
Wow.
We had Rachel
As
Scanlon
As opposed to the
on.
Most amount of fluids at a dating show.
It was the, we recorded the most amount of fluids ever on stage at the Westside Comedy Theater. We couldn't stand up. Hard time standing up.
Or sit down.
They put one of those, slippery floor signs.
Slippery when wet.
Yeah. And I put it on my dick.
No one could walk around.
No. Our
Damn,
first,
that sounds wet as fuck.
Our first couple was a lesbian couple. And then we had a straight couple who's definitely not going to make it. And then we had, we hook up some autisms who really seem to
get
off.
Oh, nice.
Love that. Yeah.
The three genders. Lesbian, straight,
and
autism.
And autisms.
You just gave them some rocks and some trains and
well,
totems.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Talk about these.
This sounds
we
like
pointed
a good
at the planets.
Time.
I said, what do you know about these?
Good times, fellow gentlemen.
I don't know how to follow that.
No, that's really, that's a show.
Except. Do these do
Here
things?
Go for it. Press one of those.
Life, pianos, wrestling, fanaticism, magic,
Toblet, Mockingbird, Rizla. Coffee grounds, it's so hot, it's so hot. Coffee grounds, it's so hot, so hot. Robotics, robotics, magic, illusion. Microplastics, microplastics, plastic bombs. Magnificent, maleficent, irrelevant, an elephant. Elevator, invader, Mr. Vader, Darth Vader, haters, Tom Hader, Dennis Haybert. I'm paper. Michelle Obama owes me $5. Michelle Obama owes me $5.
Say it again.
Where's my $5, Michelle? Where's my $5, Michelle? Michelle Obama owes me $5. Michelle Obama owes me $5. Deep dish pizza. Deep dish pizza.
With interest.
Deep dish pizza.
With interest.
Deep dish pizza.
With interest.
Anchovies. Bellamont. Bellafont. Debutante. I'm a bit of a dilettante. I'm a bit of a dilettante. I'm a bit of a debutante. I'm a bit of a debutante. I'm a bit of a dilettante. Debutante. I'm a dilettante. I'm a debutante, but Debbie's aunt ain't my aunt. But Debbie's aunt ain't my aunt. Portia De Rossi.
That's your rap name. Portia
De Rossi. I'm the Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. I'm the Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. I'm the Portia De Rossi, Portia De Rossi. I'm the Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. I'm better off Ted. I'm better off Ted. I'm the Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. I'm the Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. I'm better off Ted. I'm better off Ted. Portia De Rossi of this rap shit. Portia De Rossi of this rap shit.
Michelle Obama. $5. Oh, we're back. Okay.
All right. Huh? How about that? That's all you can ask for sometimes.
How about that for a couple minutes?
That was a thing that happened for a little bit a while ago.
Sometimes jam sessions sometimes is stimming.
That's the guarantee, dude. That'll happen for a couple minutes if you want.
Yeah. That was for our autistic crowd.
I would love to jump into some history roads. Please. I think that's a great idea, Kevin.
You should just do one.
Just one?
Find a good chunky one.
A good chunky history row, baby. As all, or as I like to call it, thickery road. Thickery dickery dock. You know what I'm talking about?
Only send us stories about how thick you are and how that has affected your day-to-day life.
I hope so. Stop it! Hey, I'm Malcolm Barrett. I'm here with all your thick responses. I'm going to keep these responses nice and thick.
What the fuck? That smelled thick. I've never smelled a width before.
Yeah, yeah. That's about 5 feet by 6 feet of thick.
I'm looking for my goddamn history road.
Look, it looks as though Steve is going through some technical things. Keep looking for that history. And that's kind of the thing. We're always looking for where we were in the past. Well, you know what? We got a blast from the past for you right now. Coming straight down that road. If you know where you are, put that thumb out. Stick your leg out. We ready to hitchhike, baby. I don't know what turnpike we're on, but we've just arrived.
What a mess. This show sounds like we spilled a bunch of people into it.
You guys got Fruit Loops into my podcast. I like this. This is one of the more cohesive.
It really is. It really is. It's on the rails, this show.
All right. Any specific ones I should be zeroing in on?
He just said something chunky.
Okay, let's go, brothers. How about biggest blunder in Tokyo?
Ooh.
Doesn't look long. Hello, boys. I went to Tokyo.
Is this about Godzilla?
This might be.
Tokyo's biggest blunder?
This is what we've been waiting for. Hi, boys. I went to Tokyo earlier this year for a big wrestling show. Ooh. I ultimately ended up going to 11 wrestling shows in my 2 weeks there.
Classic 11 for one kind of deal you get in Tokyo.
That's crazy. Really?
Buy one, get 11.
In between shows, I'd wander around the city and find some food. At one restaurant, I got a rice bowl with a beer and chicken.
And that was History Road.
And it's pictured in the email. I saw that an egg was included.
And this is why we do this show.
I assumed it was either hard or soft-boiled. My American brain couldn't comprehend that a raw egg would be at the table. So I grabbed a toothpick and tried to get into my alleged hard-boiled egg. What happened was that the egg was completely shattered in my hand and yolk covered my fingies.
How do you get a toothpick? How do you get into an egg via toothpick?
Well, if it was hard-boiled, it might have not had... Oh, yeah, I guess they went through the shell?
Crack at. Hand. Tape on. Head.
I guess they used a toothpick so they could just get a little hole in and make sure it's boiled.
Put a toothpick through a...
You egg. Could. I don't think you'd want to.
No.
What was the point of what they were saying, though?
Of course.
It said, the hand, it shattered in their hand and there, it was covered in yolk all over his fingies. I luckily had hand sanitizer on me and discarded the raw egg into an empty bowl with napkins. I looked around to see if anyone saw my fuck up. I don't think they did, but I still feel like a big idiot.
It's on security camera somewhere.
So, you just...
What's the problem?
That's Tokyo's... That's Tokyo's biggest blunder. He just
ate somewhere. What is this story?
This is their biggest blunder. Is that they did not realize what was it? Because
you said any of the emails are good.
Is this a thick one?
Because here's the deal: if it's
the guy
a,
had lunch,
if it's a hot, and he pushed the tomatoes email? Aside.
What's the title of this one?
He didn't want the tomatoes in the salad, so he didn't eat them.
What the fuck story is this?
I guess.
And one day I was eating at a place, and then I stopped eating.
So
and I walked away.
And I need you guys to know.
I this. Paid the bill, and then I got up, and I went home.
So maybe in Japan, they'll give you like a raw egg that you can break over your meal. But I think it cooks when it gets under the hot meal.
Yeah, they don't give you
bit.
An actual raw egg. I mean, usually if you're looking like kimchi or whatever, like that type of stuff, it'll be like a thing where they use the egg to spread over the rest of the meal. Like a little sort of runny yolk.
But you can
flavor.
Eat, you can like crack an egg and just eat that.
You can, but it's not it's usually not. Served. It's usually served like already cooked or on something hot enough to where it's going to be heated. It's not. They're not just giving it raw egg.
But even like in drinks, like there's fancy drinks that
you
do.
Just I whiskey sours have a certain amount of egg yolk or something like that. But
eggnog.
All right.
Eggnog.
Dude, there's never every
also,
fucking conversation we have about alcohol, you say eggnog in. Go back in like the annals.
We love eggnog. We love eggnog. The boy loves eggnog. What's wrong with that?
It's just very that's like a very
all right, read that one and you're good.
Eggnog has egg in it. It's eggnog.
I think to compile every time we've talked about alcohol.
You do say eggnog a lot.
Well, I thought when you were talking, we were talking about alcohol. We were talking about eggs, and then it
we're
got.
Talking about eggs.
Thank you, and then we got to alcohol.
But the yolk isn't in a whiskey sour; it's just the white, the egg white.
Right, we were talking about things that have eggs and things that even drinks that have eggs.
But what
eggs.
Happened with this guy? He didn't want eggs.
I guess he just didn't fucking want eggs.
That's not an. That's a story you picked.
I think you pour.
Go one more. Go one more. That story is horrible.
I think you put the egg.
That story is horrible.
I think you put.
No one cares
egg.
About the egg.
I think you put. The, I think you put the egg.
No egg. Next story.
Cooper. Cooper's here.
Tell me one more
it
story.
Is? Cooper from the Void. Whoa.
From the Void.
This is what racquetball sounds like. You ever play racquetball?
never played
racquetball. I was with you guys playing pickleball. And I'm by you guys, you know what I mean.
What do you mean by you guys?
Caucasians. What are you guys doing?
I played basketball.
That?
You see that one coming? There's people outside playing pickleball. And they're all injured.
Who are these people playing pickleball? I feel like it's all 48-year-old people with careers.
It's like a people who wish they played tennis but smaller.
That's exactly what it feels like.
It's like people who want to, everybody wants to get in shape and I think looks for the most low stakes thing to get.
That's exactly what it, that's what pickleball feels like. It feels like low stakes sport.
But it has to be fun because shit doesn't have to be? I think shit doesn't like catch fire like that unless it's fun.
You've played it?
No, but I just think that it has to be because so many people do it. Because
it's a fad that's catching on?
Yeah, it's like minimal workout, but also like it wouldn't catch on if it wasn't that much fun, I don't think.
Why did I call it pickleball?
I have no idea. I haven't done the research, I'll be honest.
Interesting. Cooper says, hey fellas, it's Cooper, that Cooper, eternally in the void. We lost someone to the void earlier this year, Malcolm. Maybe it was last year or a couple years ago. We lost someone to the void.
I'm sorry.
But they wanted to take a quick jaunt down History Road and spin a yarn
about
how their brother repeatedly pissed on them throughout their upbringing.
How pickleball got its name. In the summer of 1965, pickleball was founded by Joel Pritchard, Bill Bell, and Barney McCallum on Bainbridge Island, Washington. Within days, Joan Pritchard had come up with the name Pickleball, a reference to the thrown together leftover non-starters in the pickle boat of crew races.
What?
Pickle boat?
What the fuck?
That left me with more questions. Oh, it's after the pickle boat of 1978. You know, the last of the pickley.
Where they would go that before the pickle famine.
Yeah,
Pickleball. A reference to the thrown together leftover non-starters in the pickle boat of Croasis.
What? Non-starters in the pickle boat of Croasis?
Crew races. Boat stuff. It is white. That's the whitest sentence I've ever heard.
It's so white we can't even decipher it.
A reference to the leftover thrown together non-starters in the pickle boat of crew races.
So it's the B team of crew.
The people who weren't good enough to hoisin the mizzen,
on the bench
of the crew team.
So it was even mediocre then.
It's for the mediocre people of crew. We've now created a sport for the most mediocre. Like,
what are we going to do while the guys on the ship are out?
Hey, while these guys are out here really doing things, what do we? You want to just play with a ball?
Yeah.
We've got these leftover paddles.
Pickleball. I'd love that. That sounds great. Better than us sitting around. Pickle boat of
crew races. Guys, they're not, because we're on the bench, they're not giving us full paddles. They're just giving us these half paddles and a rock.
I think that'll do.
I got one more.
Play like that?
I think we can make do.
So this is the pickle boat. Okay, listen up.
In sailing, the pickle boat is the last boat to finish in a race. The term is said to have come from a practice of the fishing fleets, when the last boat of a flotilla to return to port was the boat that stayed at sea while the crew pickled the catch with brine April 14th.
With brine. So they pickled. So it's from pickling.
It's from
fishing. They're the last of the least. That's how you got
pickleball. They're so mediocre.
The last of the least ball.
They're the last of the
least. Last of the least ball. The most elite lastists come together to ball a pickle.
Damn.
Well, you know what? What I like about this was a real history lesson.
That was it.
It was
an actual history lesson.
That was an actual lesson. That actually worked out.
It's not egg shattering, but it is something else.
Let's get back to this guy that keeps getting pissed on by his brother.
Oh, yeah, please.
Why is he doing that?
So to start, he's 3 years younger than me, so when I was Leal, he was real Leal.
His little brother's pissing on him?
Yeah, his whole life.
Smack the shit out of him.
One day on a drive when he was about 5, my brother from next to me in the back seat exclaims, I have to pee. My dad replied, no, we're like 2 minutes from home, you can hold it. Without saying a word, this motherfucker pulls out an empty baby bottle pop candy, which is small.
Yeah,
like way too small, like so small it couldn't hold a shot's worth of piss. He then proceeded to pop the tip of the bottle off and place the tip of his John Thomas in.
A five-year-old did this?
Unleashing a grown man's amount of piss into the bottle. Truck driver? And subsequently all over himself, causing him to panic, pull out his donger, and have a full panic at the Picasso.
My favorite band.
In the back seat. Full panic at the Picasso. That I was unfortunate enough to be in the range of. My papa wasn't thrilled, but the boy was young, so he let it slide.
Wowie.
So that was the first of many. Flash forward a few
that
years.
That sounds like a lie. Yeah.
We go on a family trip. Mama says we have to share a bed, and I begrudgingly agree. That night, my brother decided to soak us both in some hot South juice.
I tell things that's a lie.
Now realize that in the span of probably 3 years,
about his brother pissing on him.
He said it happened 3 more times. And time for the kicker. Here's a be nice or
I
not
loved
be
it.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's the kicker. I couldn't it. Get enough.
Now I crave.
I fucking egged him on.
I crave piss. Please check out my piss website where I sell my piss. Yes.
Only piss.
It's my piss. And I think my piss tastes better than anybody else's piss.
Certainly better than my brother's.
Should I be nice and let bygones be bygones and put the past behind us because I love my brother? Or should I go piss on him while he's asleep next time I see him?
Nah, dude. You've already
lie.
Put up with so much.
This is a whole lie. This is a fake lie.
So you don't,
you don't believe any of
I don't believe any part
you don't
of
think
it.
It's
why?
Possible?
What makes this a lie?
It's too fucking flowery, this discussion.
It's too flowery?
This discussion. When I was 5, he bellowed an errant bit of urinary.
I can't see a 5-year-old having the wherewithal to pop.
Because also, any father that goes, "Don't pee, we're home at 2 minutes," is beating the shit out of you when you pee all over the back of the vehicle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The end of that story
that's
is,
same
and then I decided to be Kevin Spacey.
He said he let it slide. He said, "Dad, let it slide because he's a baby."
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
and he pees all over the house at 5. And also, I don't believe you're trying to decide, "Hey, guys, what do I do? Do I let it be?" Like, there's a tension brewing between him and his brother.
He
was 20 years old. And he's like, "Guys, hey, Mike, Steve, do I pee on my brother?"
We're going to help
I
him solve decide. His trauma.
He's an he's also an adult at this point, right? Like, where is he working? Does he have a family?
His brother's 30.
Yeah, I don't believe any part of
this
story at all.
If it's real.
It's not.
I would say that it's unfortunate you've been pissed on so many times by your brother.
Yeah, sorry to hear.
Whether it was an accident or not.
Yeah, call him.
Do you think if we called him, you would feel more like you could tell if it was a lie?
I can tell from that story it's a lie. I'm smacking the shit out of my brother if he's peed on me for the 30th
time. Yeah, you
time.
Haven't raised a hand to him?
Well, you know what? Then here's what I'll
also,
say.
Also, I don't
it.
Think your choices are, "Hey, guys, do I just chill or pee on him?"
I know. It's really interesting.
Me and my brother have been pissing on each other for 7 years. Now, how do I deal with this?
I think we got to chill and just let it go, right? Like, fuck, who gives a shit?
There's nothing to do.
Maybe, I think the window of you getting him back is over.
It closes about an hour after it happens.
When was his last pee on? When's the last time he got peed on by his brother?
That's a good question. That's not that information isn't
what's one in that email. What's it say?
That information I don't think is available.
Wait, what's the last one in the email? Because he named like 5 times.
Well, the email's just gone now. I don't know where it is.
That's why it's unavailable.
Check the track.
Because you've deleted
it. Check the piss folder.
Send it to piss folder. Where was it, Kevin? Real
no, that guy's
down?
A fake guy.
Oh, there it is. I found it. He said, he just mentions kind of like flash forward a few years. Now I realize in the span of probably 3 years, the exact scenario happened to me 3 more times. It's a fucking riddle. I don't know when the fuck this shit happened. There's no timeline.
What do you mean the exact
What's
scenario
the
happened 3 more times?
He said,
where you're in bed with your brother and he peed on you?
Seems like, yeah.
How old is this? Is he 15?
He says he's 3 years younger than him.
Well, that's...
Play the Spider-Man music again.
I think that might be...
We really took a dive at the end of the show.
I was in. All right, well...
I don't believe you. What's his name?
Cooper.
Fuck you, Cooper.
Cooper.
Fucking liar.
You've done this to us so many times.
You fucking liar, Cooper.
Cooper keeps fucking
I hope
us
you, I hope you
boy.
Put it into the Patreon. Fuck you.
Listen, tonight's Surrounded. Fucking come to Surrounded. And all of this month, from the 16th to the 22nd, I'll be at The Stand in New York City. There's 100 shows, and I'm working on my new hour, so come tell me what's funny and what's not to my face. Somebody asked me to do an hour for the first time in my career.
Let's
Whoa,
go.
Whoa, yeah. Get it,
you
buddy.
You haven't done an hour yet? No, they're, well, to, like, film it.
Someone asked you to do it.
Yeah.
For record.
Yeah. On August 8th, I'll be doing Mic Drop in San Diego. On August 29th, Surrounded in San Jose. On October 6th, Cleveland, Ohio. October 9th, Boston. October 10th, Brooklyn. November 1st and 2nd, Tacoma Comedy Club. November 3rd, Spokane Comedy Club, with so many more dates to catch. Also, check the store. There's new stuff in the store. Sorry for when it wasn't. Me and Byron had a miscommunication, and now it is in the store. There's new shirts for pre-order. There's really cool stuff coming. And that's it. Follow us both on social media.
Check out the Patreon. Lots of cool stuff coming. And Malcolm, just follow this glorious, handsome man on the social medias.
I'm on at Malcolm Barrett, maybe. I am. Yeah. I think I'm at Malcolm Barrett on stuff. I'm either at Malcolm Barrett
Verbal.
Or I'm at Verbal B Rapping. I have no idea what I am on what. You can follow my career.
There it is.
I'm on a show called Average Joe. I'm on a show called The Changeling. I think those are big things.
Congratulations.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, those are cool.
Continually.
And then I do stand up every once in a while. Whenever I'm still finding my I'm good at it. I just need more gigs.
Yeah.
And The Changeling is about a creature that can change into other animals?
Yes and no. It's like some old folklore. And so it involves, it's based on a novel by Victor Levaye. And so it's that.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.